Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, we have greatness. Leo Sullivan, movie director and national best-selling author who has written multiple best-selling books over the span of 8 years. In 2011, Leo started his own company, Sullivan Productions, LLC, which produces both films and literary works. Since its inception, Sullivan Productions has grown to be one of the nation's largest urban publishing companies. Leo Sullivan has been featured in such magazines as Essence, Don Diva, King, and XXL. We got to get him over at Rolling Out as well. That's just to name a few. He has written several screenplays, and the list goes on and on, looking to work with a whole lot of people coming up. My big homie, Leo, in the building. What up, man?
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. I can't give you enough accolades, man. I look up to you, man. I enjoy you so much, man.
Brother, it was such, when I first met you here, and you said you were a fan of the show, man, it made my heart jump, brother.
You're the voice of the people.
Man, to have a brother like you with so much insight and influence and so successful in your craft, and you influence a lot of people because of what you're able to do through print.
Thank you.
Man, I'm just thankful to have brothers like you on the team.
The feeling is mutual. Like, I was ecstatic. I feel like a fan coming here to speak to you. Like, like when I'm watching the news and your segment comes on and I'm confused about the politics or the current climate, I know this brother's going to break it down. He's going to do it where it's unbiased. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
And it's educational as well. So
thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate you, man. Let's talk about the big stuff you got coming up.
Oh, I'm excited. So actually today we have a premiere at the Atlantic Station, Regal Center. At 6:30 it starts. It'll be premiering my new film. And that's just like something that I've worked so hard for to accomplish and to achieve. It took a lot of years, time, and dedication. I went through so much to get to this point, I can't express to you. But I do have a host. She's going to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Rashida from Love & Hip Hop. Rashida from Love & Hip Hop. She's going to be there, and she's going to bring some people with her. And I also have some other celebrities that's coming in. I have my cast that's going to be there. A lot of them, since working with this particular project, God is good.
Yes.
They've been working with Tyler Perry.
Wow.
A lot of more phenomenal people, and I'm shocked. Like, now, I'm like, I want to do another movie. I may not be able to afford them.
Right. Well, you know they're going to come back and say, you know, that first one was on us.
Right, yeah.
But what is the movie about?
Well, actually, the beauty to this movie right here, and I've always said that it's not so much that history repeats itself, but man repeats history.
Mm.
And I say that because I wrote this film about 4 years ago, but I wrote it because I'm a very conscious brother, conscious of our plight, conscious of the circumstances, conscious of this Trump era,
mm-hmm.
And all the polarisms that, you know, that separate us and things of that nature. So I wanted to write something that was a psychological thriller so I could have that element of it. But I also wanted to, on a subconscious level, write a heartfelt movie that details our plight as a people. So one of the characters, his name is Jack. Yeah, his name is Jack, and he's a white guy. He comes from an impoverished background, and he has issues with black people.
Mm-hmm.
Due to happenstance, he meets Anthony Dalton, which is a police officer, and is a black guy. He has luggage as well with himself because he's a cop and his passion supersedes what the department wants him to be.
Okay.
So he's somewhat of a hothead, but the reality of it is his humanity is what gets him in trouble.
Okay.
Make a long story short, they clash, and we find out that because there's a different skin cover, skin color, we all suffer from the same ills. We all suffer from different biasness. We suffer from what society depicts us as and things of that nature. So I'm trying to talk without giving away the movie.
Right.
So because it also involves one of my leads is Portia Ferguson. She plays Summer. Keep in mind, the name of the film is Summer Madness.
Summer Madness, okay. Right. So she's a key figure
here.
Okay.
She's married to a doctor. There's a $100 million heist that takes place. So
wow.
As a writer, I enjoy also the intriguing aspects about it. I enjoy movies such as that provoke intricate thoughts, you know, intricate patterns and stuff like that. Have you ever heard of Silence of the Lamb?
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of writing
I like. That's a lot of, and let me tell you what I appreciate about that kind of writing. It is complex enough to where you're so interested in the next scene, right? But it's not so complicated that it's overkill.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because there's a plot, there's four different things, dynamics going at the same time. But at the heart of it, I want us to see ourselves in that mirror that America projects us at, and we don't really look at ourselves, you know what I'm talking about? Because right now, there's so much division in the world. You know, you would think that, you know, one segment of person is better than another person, the way it's trying to be designed. But we all suffer from the same ills. You know what I'm talking about? We all are trying to get to the same destiny, for the most part.
Right.
And so I really set out to do that. But as a person, a connoisseur of good movies and things of that nature, I set out to write a film that was thought-provoking but also engaging. And also, most important, and you know this, I don't want you to see a white film or a black film. I want you to see a good film.
You know a good film, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's
people can come tonight. We still got tickets available.
They're sold out. And boy, everybody's mad at Leo Sullivan.
They don't sell, but see, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
It's your first film.
Right.
Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure anything else you got coming up, just come here early.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate
it. Man, I appreciate you. So we can promote it. And also, if you have, you're obviously going to do another film. You're going to write
another film that I finished.
Already finished.
Come on.
Really?
Man.
When is it coming out?
In April. It's called Life is Based Off My National Best-Selling Book. The book sold nearly 2 million copies.
Wow.
That story is based pretty much off my actual life because, as you know, I used to run the streets and I was involved in things, when I was in that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man, wait a minute, brother. This brother done sold 2 million books.
Oh, yeah.
See, if you only gave him 50 cents per book, he's still a millionaire. You got to understand.
Through the grace of God. I'm humble. You know, it's a humbling experience.
That's amazing, brother. Yeah. So very proud of you, man.
Thank you, man.
Open access to come to this show.
Thank you so much, man.
And looking forward to more.
I love you back. When I heard about this, I was like, are you serious? This guy, I told my staff, I was like, you almost don't know, man. I watched this guy religiously, especially.
Thank you, brother.
Because in every culture, you always have a chieftain or you have someone who can explain things to the people. Because a lot of times the masses, we just don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Sometimes they don't want you to know.
And if they feed you that version of the story,
right,
that'll be the version of you, you celebrating the enemy and the enemy, you know what I'm talking about?
You don't even realize what side you're celebrating.
Right, I'm with
you 100%. Yeah. How can people follow you, connect with you, check out your books, your films?
Well, you can check me out on leosullivan.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Author Leo Sullivan. You can also, I'm on IG at L Leo Sullivan, I think that is. And those are some of the places, but most important, you can Google me.
Just Google the man, Leo Sullivan. He's everywhere. Leo Sullivan. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. Thank
All
you
right.
So much.
404-892-2703. Realest Man on Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.